All right, so we're on here with Monterey Athletic Director Chris Buckner. Chris, I hear you call Mutt more than Chris. Where did that name Mutt come from?
When I was 2 days old, my uncle saw me laying in the crib at the hospital and said he looks like a blankety-blank mutt dog. And I've had it since then. And I'd give $10,000 to spend 30 seconds more with my Uncle Charlie. Loved him to death, but that's where I got it from. I've had it my whole life.
Well, I'm glad I know the story behind it now, so I don't feel, you know, I felt a little awkward calling it to you because I just didn't know if it was a good thing or bad thing and something you just went with. So I'll just call you Mutt from here on out, if that's all right.
That'll be fine.
So, Mutt, we had a, you know, obviously just strange times here in the country and in the area, but really a tough break for the Monterey boys basketball team last March. One of eight teams left in the state championship have a chance to go win a gold ball, and that was just taken from them. You know, what was that like going through that with those kids and Coach West?
The hardest part of it is you don't have control. You know, there's very few problems that up here on the mountain that if we run into a problem, we can put our heads together and we can work it out. But we had no control over this, and I just felt sick for the kids and Coach West and the other coaches. And I could, the worst part of it was there was really nothing that I could do to help fix it. You know, it was bigger than me, and that was the worst part of it. I think our kids have done well with it. But, you know, for those seniors, that was it. Most of our seniors, you know, I think we had a couple that moved on and are going to be playing a little ball, but that was their last hoorah, and that, I think that was the third time in our school's history. So, it was disappointing, but they still had a great season, and just to be able to get there and say, hey, we're one of the last ones left in the hunt for the gold ball, that was something special in itself.
Well, how did you wind up kind of being the athletic director there at Monterey? Is being an athletic director something you'd wanted to do for a while, or how did that play out for you?
Well, I started coaching when I was 18. I was helping coach Babe Ruth and junior pro football when I was actually in school playing. And then I coached for almost 25 years, and I was coaching at the time that the assistant principal job came open at Burks, and with that job came athletic director, and I was at a point that I had to take that job or I was going to lose my administrator's license because I had gotten it so early on, and I took it, and I took over athletic director at Burks, and then when we moved over here, Coach Pierce and I, he was the high school athletic director and I was the junior high, but we helped each other out when we needed it. And then when Coach Pierce went to central office, our other assistant principal, Mr. Novak, is very good at setting up testing and all that stuff. So we decided that I'd just do the athletic director and he would handle the testing and stuff, and that's where we're at today, and I love it. I do. It is stressful, but I love my kids up here on the mountain, and I love working with them and for them.
Just how different is it being an administrator and athletic director opposed to being a coach, you know, coaching young kids every day and being in the classroom with them all day, every day as well?
Well, as an administrator, you tend to have to deal with more. You don't get to see as much of the positive side. You're having to deal more with the negative side of it. But I mean, I talk to my kids every day, the athletes and the kids in the classroom and stuff, and keep up with it. So I still get a good share of that. To me, it's not really a whole lot different, except I'm not actively teaching a math class. they're still my kids, and the first thing I always take care of is the kid, and then the reading, writing, and arithmetic and all that'll take care of itself if you just take care of the kid. So I don't see a whole lot of difference except for the fact that I'm not getting to just be with that group of kids all day.